Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about simplifying self-hosting, even without coding experience. Let's dive in.
Sounds intriguing. I've always been curious about self-hosting, but it seems so technical. So what's the secret sauce?
Well, this article emphasizes that self-hosting isn't just for tech wizards anymore. It highlights four powerful tools that make it surprisingly accessible.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more.
The article suggests starting simple. You don't need fancy equipment right away. An old computer or even a Raspberry Pi can be your first self-hosting platform. I see. Interesting.
That's a great point about starting small. What about the software side of things? What tools do they recommend?
They highly recommend Docker and Docker Compose. Think of containers as neat, isolated boxes for your applications, making setup and management much smoother. And there's a huge community and Docker Hub, like an app store, for containerized apps, making it even easier. Got it.
Docker, Docker Compose, got it. But managing containers still sounds a bit complex. Is there a simpler way?
Absolutely. The article recommends Portainer. It's a web-based dashboard that provides a visual overview and control of your Docker environment. No more complex commands. You can manage everything with clicks. I see. Interesting.
A graphical interface, music to my ears. Is there anything else that simplifies the process even further?
Yes. The article also suggests Casa OS. It's not an operating system, but rather a user-friendly interface built on top of Docker. It offers a centralized dashboard and an app store for easy installation of popular self-hosted applications.
Casa OS. Point and click installation. This sounds almost too good to be true, but is self-hosting really that simple with these tools?
The article insists it is. They argue that these tools empower anyone, regardless of their coding skills, to take control of their digital life. The initial learning curve might be a bit steep, but the benefits of privacy and knowledge gained are well worth the effort.
I'm starting to feel empowered already. I'd always assume self-hosting was beyond my reach, but now I'm genuinely excited to try it out.
That's the spirit. The article encourages everyone to overcome their initial hesitation and explore the world of self-hosting. So grab these tools and dive in.
One last question. The article mentioned using an old computer. Wouldn't that be power-hungry compared to a Raspberry Pi?
That's a valid point. While an old computer might consume more power, it often offers more processing power and storage than a Raspberry Pi. It depends on your specific needs and what services you plan to self-host.
That makes sense. Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. And thanks for joining us today for this exciting discussion on simplifying self-hosting. Until next time, happy hosting.
Goodbye.